Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WrestleMania season, 29th of March, which is my birthday, and they've not sent me a free ticket, which I'm obviously quite upset about, but never mind, we'll live with it, it's all cool. San Jose, California, at the Levi's Stadium, is going to be WrestleMania 31. We're going to be going through the entire card in just a few moments' time, also looking at the build-up as well. You'll be able to see another vodcast online very soon too, on our YouTube channel of our RadioYorkshire.co.uk. The WrestleMania podcast begins now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Yorkshire on the Halftime Show. My name's John Ishwood. Joe Rawson from the News Team, Tom Feeney from the News Team, both hardened WWE fans are with me right now. You all right, gents?
Not too bad, thanks.
Very well.
Looking forward to the big event Sunday night?
Yeah, I've actually booked a day off work on the Monday so I can stay up Sunday night.
Shockingly lazy.
Have some beers, get a pizza in, and yeah, just enjoy it.
Tom, what about you? You've been hardcore. I know you're doing your reporting on Sunday afternoon.
I'll be working, but I'll also be making sure I put aside 4 hours somewhere along the line where I get to watch the biggest pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah, it is indeed the biggest pay-per-view of the year, WrestleMania 31. It's the Super Bowl of wrestling, that's fair to say, really, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you look at the amount of fans that are already going there right now, looking at some of the big names that are tweeting about it, the interaction it's gaining, this is it. This is the granddaddy of them all. It happens once a year, and for once, I really cannot wait.
You got any more cliches we can answer?
I know,
as
he's
well.
Just whipping them all out, isn't he? You know, anyone that's thinking he's reading the news again. you're not down
huge,
at Wembley
though.
Yet.
It is absolutely huge, though. It really is. It's a massive event, as we all know. WrestleMania is going to be fantastic. Of course, live on the WWE Network for the first time in the UK. I know there's quite a few problems going around with the network right now, because I'm certainly suffering a few with my Xbox connection. But we'll not talk about that. I've already laid into the WWE for it. But of course, you can watch it. I know many people can see it via their apps, also via their desktop applications as well. $9.99 a month for that, or you pay Sky a one-off fee of £20. I think a lot of people are going to be taking the network option. Have you guys both got the network?
I've got the network, though I am slightly worried about it, because having watched the Rumble on the network, it kept buffering quite a bit.
Well, I can say that I didn't experience any of those problems. I only had literally two seconds worth of buffering throughout the entire event.
See,
Fastlane was the same as well.
I didn't watch Fastlane, but for the Rumble, it kept buffering, and then I kept getting a blurry screen, because maybe that's just the quality of my broadband, but I do like a crystal clear HD picture, so if it starts to frustrate me, I may just have to order it on Sky, but fingers crossed. I mean, you pay $9.99 for the network. Hopefully it'll be good enough to get through the 4 hours.
And Tom, you're a network guy as well, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
No, you've got, you got pay-per-view?
I'm pay-per-view, yes.
Wow, you're old school.
Old school. I haven't got the broadband quality. Where I live, genuinely, the broadband's not very good, so it just feels like a bit of a waste of money, really.
Okay, interesting.
Out in the sticks.
Interesting. I've got the network. I've really enjoyed it for the 2 months that I've had it. I think the content on it is great.
It's a good deal, because they've threw in the free month as well, didn't they?
Exactly, yeah. You know what? I actually got two free months through that entire deal. I don't know how. I just did. I ended up with 2 free months. It just happened. But watching some of the live stuff, I watched it a little bit on my laptop the other night, which was the sort of build-up. And they're doing this great week of programming right now. You had Michael Cole, of course, the commentator from Raw. Booker T's on there as well. Some of the other guys just sort of dropping in and out as they're setting up the event, and they're running all the packages. They're doing a really good build-up job, to be fair, which actually is better, in my opinion, than the build-up to the actual event itself has been so far on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, which has been kind of shocking, really. As we were talking about on our vodcast, which you can watch on our YouTube channel, you really like to get a feel of WrestleMania from around about the Royal Rumble, don't you? If not a little bit beforehand. Old school times, we saw the likes of Brock Lesnar and Goldberg meeting backstage at the Survivor Series for the first time. Now at the Royal Rumble, and with 12 pay-per-views a year, sometimes 13, it all seems a little bit truncated and very, very fast, don't you think, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, the build-up to Mania this year as well, I don't think they quite knew where they were going with a lot of the matches until quite late. So they haven't been able to build up the big matches, the big events like they have in the past. And I think that's been the big problem. You know, it was all out whether it was going to be Reigns or Daniel Bryan in the main event right up until the Royal Rumble. And I don't think the writers actually knew either who was going to main event. So I think that's one of the main reasons why it's not been the greatest build-up. But I do think the card's a decent one in the end.
Obviously, we've got to talk about the main event, and we'll be getting to the matches in just a little while as well. But Roman Reigns, the man who is pretty much the big controversial figure right now in the WWE, because he's not really connecting with the fans. They aren't getting him as they'd love him to be portrayed. And there's many rumours flying around right now that Vince and Triple H, who basically head the show, have given up on him already. They stopped him talking on the last Raw beforehand. They did that horrendous sort of tug of war with the title belt with Brock Lesnar, which was horrendous. But everything has changed with that. Roman Reigns was a guy who, of course, was in the Shield, and they were going to put him forward, and everything was going to be great, as you well know. He was the guy they wanted to break out, but Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins have done so much better, haven't they? Seth Rollins with the Money in the Bank briefcase still there. So it seems that they've kind of like seen this misstep happen. And with Daniel Bryan coming back from his injury and not having lost the title and seeing the reaction that he gets from the crowd, it looks like they may have made a mistake, but
well,
true
I'll
to Vince,
what,
he's carrying on, isn't he?
If you can't get over when The Rock comes out and raises your hand, then I just don't think you're ever going to be able to get over, because he still got booed even when The Rock came out and held, raised his hand, didn't he?
Yeah, and I think when you look at the fact that Daniel Bryan cut that big promo praising Roman Reigns after Fastlane, you look at Paul Heyman, who basically, if Heyman puts someone over, they get over. He put Reigns over and the crowd still booed. So it just feels like the more the WWE writers insist that he should be cheered, the more he's booed. So maybe at WrestleMania we will see him maybe turn heel and, well, grant the fans' wishes so he can be booed every week.
Yeah, obviously we like to talk about the main event because that's the big match really, isn't it? And again, we'll get into all the other ones in just a little while. Naz Premji is going to be joining us on the phone too, another ardent wrestling fan. The main event has kind of been thrown into total confusion now because obviously there was a huge, huge talk about Brock Lesnar and his future. Of course, he signed this one-year deal straight again after WrestleMania last year. It was running out around this time. It did look like Roman Reigns was going to be the man to take the title off him, but now he's turned his back on MMA as Brock Lesnar. He's turned his back on getting hit in the mush for real, if you will. And he's going to be staying around in the WWE, as we've found out since, for 3 more years, which really does throw things into complete disarray. We'll talk about our predictions this in a while, but did you see this contract happening, Tom? Did you see that Brock was going to sign?
I was really surprised, and I think what really surprises me is the fact that it's 3 years, and that level of commitment, and also the fee as well, which he's going to be on. To me, the amount of investment they've put in Lesnar now, they can't just let him lose the title weekly. If he's going to lose it, it's got to be via some way where Lesnar looks strong. I actually think one of the reasons he's re-signed is so he can turn face, and obviously the amount of merchandise that will be sold when you turn face, and the fact also that at WrestleMania he will come out to cheers. That's the reality. Reigns will be booed, Lesnar will be cheered, so it makes sense for Lesnar sooner rather than later to have that face run, because remember, he's a legitimate tough guy who a lot of people admire, respect and want to cheer.
We have got Tom Feeney from the news team, we've got Joe Rawson with us as well, and on the phone, Naz Premji joining us. Evening, Naz.
Good evening, one and all.
Oh, I like that. You're very excited, aren't you, for WrestleMania, I can see.
Oh, cannot wait.
It's going to be amazing.
For one reason, John, and one reason alone, and I'm just going to do it now.
Love it! Hey, you're very excited, aren't you?
That is my Stinger Crow.
I love it. You're very excited for Sting, obviously. First match in a WWE ring. Looks like he's going to be sticking around as well. Again, this is something we're going to be talking about later.
He is nailed on, absolutely guaranteed, in the words of The Rock. He will beat Triple H. He will make mincemeat of Triple H at WrestleMania. No way he loses. Purely because it's been a long time coming. They've been talking forever and ever and ever. He's a 6-time WCW champion, a 3-time NWA champion, and goodness me, John, if you saw him on Raw the other night, he's 55.
He's looking good, isn't he?
He's 55. This guy looks like he could go with all these young guys right now.
I'll tell you what, He's been sticking off the pies, I'll give him that. He's been looking pretty good, I'm not going to lie to you. We're going to get to Sting's match with Triple H in just a little while, running through the card. Obviously, we've just been talking about the build-up, saying it's been possibly a little bit poor now, so I'm pretty sure you'll agree with that. Obviously, the main event's been the big focus. Roman Reigns not exactly hit. Brock Lesnar's made his new contract now. Daniel Bryan bumped down in a way to the Intercontinental Ladder match, which we'll talk about later. And some of the other matches may be not massively gelling apart from the really big ones, but we're going to get there. But first of all, we'll start with the pre-show. I don't know whether you've spotted this as well. Stephanie McMahon announced this onto her Twitter account, and it's been all over the internet for the past few days on the dirt sheets, as they call them, and beyond, that there's been a change on the pre-show. Obviously, you can see it on the WWE Network, but it was meant to be the tag team title match on there with Cesaro and Kid defending their titles, but it's been changed now. The Andre the Giant Battle Royal is going to be going on the pre-show. So let me run down all the entrants in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal won last year by Cesaro, as we know. It's The Miz, Curtis Axel, Ryback, Fandango, Adam Rose, Zack Ryder, Jack Swagger, Titus O'Neil, Darren Young, Big Show Kane, Eric Rowan, Damian Mizdow, Sin Cara, Goldust, Heath Slater, Mark Henry, Connor and Victor of the Ascension. And we're going to get an NXT entrant from this weekend as well, as they hold a tournament. This is a strange one for the pre-show. I thought they were stuck it on the main card, really.
Well, I think this is one of them where you're going to get a WrestleMania moment on the pre-show. Because, in my opinion, 30 men go down to two, and that is The Miz and Damian Mizdow. And I can see this is the moment where Damian Mizdow turns face, the crowd will go absolutely mental, and he wins the Battle Royal. I think that's a done deal.
Joe, you've seen Miz and Mizdow recently. They've been like getting that brilliant reaction of The Miz just getting booed out of the building, and then as soon as Mizdow just nips out from behind him, the crowd erupts.
Yeah, I think it's a good move, actually, because I think the tag team match has got potential as well and probably deserve to be bumped up the card a little bit. Get the memo, because there's some weak entrants in the Battle Royal.
What
as
are
well.
You saying about Mark Henry and Heath Slater? What's your problem?
Well, you know, I don't
the
need to say
band.
Anything, do
Nas,
I?
Nas, let's defend the one-man band here.
I'm sorry, but the big guy's in the Battle Royal as well. That's
right back, of
don't
course,
it.
Yeah, right back.
The tag team title match is probably the poorest tag team. In fact, it's been a very, very, very poor tag team division in WWE history for me, because you think about the tag teams that we've had in years gone by, the Hardy Boys, the Dudley Boys, Edge and Christian. You know, none of these newbies are anywhere near that.
Do you know why I think it's been bumped?
Why?
Because I think the Usos, one of them's got an injury, and I would say prepare for a Dudley Boys return at WrestleMania.
Well, wait a minute. I'm just thinking El Matador is the main event.
That would make sense, because Bubba Ray's back. Devon will probably follow. And I know for a fact that Bubba Ray has been sort of doing some stuff on NXT, because he's been, I think he's doing some training and guiding some of those young wrestlers on NXT. So that would make sense. One of the Usos, he's right, is injured. But even then, if the Dudley Boys return and win, that would be good. But the current tag team division is very poor. I mean, the Ascension, come on. These are not the Rock and Sock Connection. This is not Evolution. This is not, you know, D-Generation X. Oh.
That is why the Ascension are in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. So I think what we should do, very, very quickly, let's round up our predictions for the Andre Battle Royal. I think Naz might be going for the big guy. He might be going for right back, but we'll get for that in a second. I agree with Damian Mizdow, Tom. I think you're going there, right?
That's Joe? Where I am.
Yeah, Mizdow as well for me. Has to be.
Naz, are you sticking with the big guy, here, or is it anybody else?
No. I'm pretty sure behind the scenes at WWE Towers, I think it's a done deal. I think Mizdow will win it. But I think there might be a twist in the tail in that Battle Royal. And it might not be, I don't know, it might be some surprise entrant in it that we see.
Oh, Naz has dropped off. He's dropped off the phone. This is shocking. We'll get him back in a few seconds' time. But he was about to say that it's going to be a surprise
the big reveal.
Entrant.
Yeah,
What's
he done? Is that the
end of
an episode?
He's left us on tenterhooks.
It's like the end of an episode of Raw where they're just trying to, like, you know, break the whole thing down. Oh, this is shocking behaviour, this. I'm stunned. Naz, are you back with us? Oh, he's still not there. Oh, there he is. He's coming back in a minute. We'll get him back on. Naz, you there? You're back.
I am. I'm back. No, I do. As I was saying, I do believe Ms. Dow will win, hands down.
But you're about to say there's a
surprise
entry.
Who's the big reveal?
Who's the big reveal? You're teasing us with here.
The big reveal. No, I do think, I don't know who it will be, but I do think you might get a surprise entrant in that Andre the Giant Battle Royal. I don't know who it would be, but it could be anybody. Just like you saw Bubba Ray Dudley come back at the Royal Rumble, you saw Diamond Dallas Page eating diamond cutter after diamond cutter in the Royal Rumble. Somebody of that ilk wouldn't surprise me if they made a reappearance.
Interesting.
I tell you what, how about this? Samoa Joe.
Ooh, interesting.
That is interesting.
I do believe he's still got some dates to wrap up with Ring of Honor. I don't know whether he's officially allowed to sign yet.
But the deal's already been done. We all know he's coming. Why not bring him back a little bit early? I'm sure Vince has got a few quid to, you know, stick to Ring of Honor and say, here's a few quid. Let us have him for one night. Bang. That was, you know, there's your ratings going straight up.
Interesting thoughts. Now, we're running slightly over time here, so we're going to wrap through quite a lot of the rest of the matches right now as well. Just mentioned the tag team title match. It's Antonio Cesaro, or Cesaro, rather, and Tyson Kidd.
Don't go with it.
I know, we've got to do this because, you know, you've already teased something up here and I'm going to mention it. The Usos, El Matadores and The New Day, Big E and Kofi in this Fatal 4-Way for the tag team titles. You mentioned Bubba Ray Dudley a few moments ago, didn't you, Naz?
Yeah.
Do you know where Bubba Ray is this weekend?
Where is he?
He's in San Jose, California. He's at WrestleCon, so he could potentially make a little return along with Devon at this event. But let's just, obviously, you know, the tag team titles, they need to be better than where they are right now. Cesaro and Kidd, they're great champions. I love Cesaro. Tyson Kidd's great. Natalya's looking good with a slightly darker hair as well right now, slightly healing up as a manager. I'm picking those guys to win. Tom, what do you reckon?
Yeah, quite simple, really. They have to retain. Las Matadores and The New Day haven't really done much, and the Usos have held the belts a couple of times. So, yeah, Kidd and Cesaro have to retain.
Joe?
I'm going for the Dudley boys. Retain.
Oh, okay, right.
I am.
Out of the blue there. Now, so are you picking the Dudleys, or do you just not care?
If they come back, the Dudley boys. If they don't, I'm going to go for a surprise, The New Day.
Oh, interesting. Like it. Let's bring the other title into play right now. The one which, you know, I always used to enjoy watching Intercontinental matches during the day. And, you know, it was the belt that really kind of made you the number one contender for the WWE title. That's where it used to be. There's a big ladder match going on with, of course, Preston, UK's own Wade Barrett as champion. Daniel Bryan's going in there. Dolph Ziggler, Stardust, Luke Harper, R-Truth and Dean Ambrose. It's a ladder match for the IC title. This is going to be full of high spots. There's going to be some brilliant stuff, I think, from Ziggler, Bryan. R-Truth's going to do something daft off the ladder, I bet. Dean Ambrose, I think, is going to have a brilliant showing in this. Luke Harper's great. Stardust is totally lost in the mix right now. I just don't get what's going on with poor Cody. You know, I don't even know what his dad would say about this whole situation. But, you know, it's going to be a big match because it could renew a little bit of prestige to the IC title, I think, with this one. And Daniel Bryan could be the man to do it. Looks like he's a favourite to win. I mean, I love Bryan. He's the man who we all aspire to be. You know, he's got the best beard in the business, in the world. And he's married to a Bella. For the love of God. Seriously. Come on.
Fair play to him.
We can all win if we're all like Daniel Bryan. So I'm picking him to win this match. We'll go around with Naz on the phone. Naz, what do you reckon about the IC match?
I do think Bryan's a good shout, but do not rule out Dean Ambrose. I think Dean Ambrose will have he'll have a very, very good go at this. And he's just unpredictable. He does not go off script. If it's scripted for Bryan to win, he will be the one potentially the cause of flying the ointment. I think Bryan will win, but Dean Ambrose potentially for an upset.
Tell you what, he needs to wash that vest, though. Joe, what do you reckon?
Well, I'm glad that they've done a ladder match like this because I missed the Money in the Bank ladder matches from for the past couple of Mania, so I'm glad they've got something like this on the card. For me, I think it will be Daniel Bryan just because, as you find later on, I think they'll keep the title on Lesnar, and so they need to bring more prestige to the minor titles, which is why I'm going for a Bryan win in this one.
Excellent. So a couple of Bryans there, and Tom?
Yeah, I'm going to add to that. Personally, I'd have rather had Ziggler v Bryan in a singles match and then that IC title in that ladder match. But yeah, I think when you look at it, Daniel Bryan, if he wins the belt, the prestige it'll add to it, It really makes sense.
So we've got about 13 minutes left on our live podcast right now. You'll be able to catch this back on the Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/Radio Yorkshire. Have a quick chat about Mr. Money in the Bank right now. Seth Rollins taking on the ex-authority member Randy Orton, who, of course, every single female I know absolutely loves. And this guy was like a viral sensation a few months back. RKO's out of nowhere. They were all over the internet. It's brilliant. It's good to see Randy back. You know, he's a solid worker. He does a good job. You know, he's one of the guys who will toe the corporate line now. He's just moving forward, and he needs this win here. Seth Rollins doesn't, you know, need a win. He can carry on with the Money in the Bank, and potentially might cash it in, you never know. But I'm just picking Randy Orton all day long in this.
Yeah, I think this match will be very early on in the card, maybe the second match. Orton gets the win. Rollins, I think, will make an appearance later on at WrestleMania.
Jim?
Yeah, Orton for me. I, like you say, I can't see the point in Rollins winning this one, so it's got to be Orton.
And now, so we're going for a clean sweep.
Full House, RKO, Randy Orton.
Out of nowhere. Right, let's take the buffer match right now, as I think a lot of people are going to call it. It's the Divas. Of course, no title on the line. The Bellas taking on AJ and Norwich's own Paige. I think this is pretty much an obvious one for me. AJ and Paige, the faces are going to go over. It's all going to look good, and the Bellas are going to walk to the back of the ramp looking miserable. Yeah, like we do, you know, when they get beat up and they start screaming and striking and all that. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Then we're going to see AJ and Paige in the future, I think, if AJ is still around. So I'm picking those two to win.
I'm going to go with the Bellas. I think the Bellas will get the victory. I'd rather it being a fatal four-way with the title on the line. They've gone with this. I just think AJ and Paige, it'll, explode in the ring, and them two will then have a feud again. I think that's the way they'll go with it.
Okay, Jeff.
To be honest, I don't care. I'll not be watching this match.
Is that the point when you're putting the pizza in the oven?
Yeah, when I'm on the phone to the pizza delivery service.
Naz, what do you reckon? Or do you care?
No, you've got to care. Come on, they're Divas. They try hard.
Give Divas a chance.
Yeah, give Divas a chance. I think the AJ and Paige will win, but then Paige and AJ will have a dust-up.
Interesting.
So they'll win, but then they'll have a bit of a fight in the ring and pull a bit of hair, and then you'll hear the music, AJ's music, and he'll go skipping off, and that'll be it. Done.
Right then, we've got about 9 minutes left, so let's rattle through these last four matches now. The big one here with John Cena taking on Rusev is USA taking on Russia via Bulgaria. This one, it's been built up quite nicely, if you ask me. It's all looked quite good so far. Everything's been pretty cool with it. Rusev has looked strong, apart from when he got, you know, absolutely slaughtered and passed out. But then Cena got battered, which actually disappointed me because it makes it look like Cena's going to win. I think they're going to kill Rusev with this one. Oh, I'm slightly picking Cena to win it and take the US title. But then Rusev, well, he's lost his luster for me. Naz, what do you reckon?
This one is basically, the thinking behind this is, unless John Cena's got a movie to do, which I don't think he has, John Cena has to win. Otherwise, where the hell do you go with John Cena in the WWE if he loses again to this guy? So, Rusev, as you said, via Russia and Bulgaria. Is he Russian? Is he Bulgarian? I don't even know. I don't even care. Don't like the guy. Cena wins. And Cena has to win for the WWE, for his and WWE's future.
So Cena for you, Tom?
I think Cena will win. I think it'll be quite a convincing win. And then I think a couple of soldiers will present him with the title because he saved America.
USA, USA, Joe?
I think Rusev.
Oh!
And I can't see any point in Cena winning. You know,
he's always awkward, isn't he, that Joe? Always.
I agree, though. I can't see any point in Cena winning.
You built up Rusev. It's got this unbeaten streak. And if he beats Cena, the potential for him to go on and then face Lesnar, who will turn face, I think that will be a good matchup.
He's not unbeaten, though, is he? Because Roman Reigns beat him.
Oh, well, that was a disqualification, wasn't it? He's never been pinned or something.
Yeah,
that's the point.
Never been pinned or something.
Let's move on because we're running out of time. So Sting and Triple H, this is the big one. I know Naz is excited about this. Did the old Sting crow right there. It's his first match in a WWE ring. 14 years it's been. Sting all day long. It's going to be a great match, though. Very hard hitting. Naz, what do you reckon? I know you're a big fan.
I'm just going to do it again one more time.
That's Nazi's pick right there.
Nazi's picking Sting all day. He's looking good. Going to be a good match, Tom.
Yeah, definitely. And this is the match that has been built up the best since Survivor Series. The amount of times they've met, the interaction's been perfect. Sting has to win, and I think this will be the match of the night as well.
Wow, yeah. Match of the night. Big call there.
Yeah, it'll be a good match. I agree. I think the build-up's been the best out of all the card. And it has to be Sting, because I don't think he'd come back to lose.
Yeah, there's nobody else. Sting all the way with this. A full sweep. Thank you very much for your predictions, by the way. Bray and Taker, the next game that we're going to... mention the game then, don't I? Went for Triple H. Bray and The Undertaker returning. Didn't think he would, but he is back. He's going to plow through Bray Wyatt, which is disappointing here. I think Bray's going to get slaughtered because they're going to retire Taker next year in Texas. And that's my thought.
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, if this match had the streak on the line as well, what a match it would be. I think there's something taken away now that he's actually lost the streak, but I think this could be the match that makes Bray Wyatt. It really could. He could get the mythical powers if he gains the win, so I'm hoping Bray Wyatt does get the win.
Interesting, Joe.
It'll be interesting. I think the build-up's been good here. It's been all done by Wyatt. You know, I think he's done an incredible job to build it. It's going to be The Undertaker who wins, but whether it'll be a great match, whether it all depends on whether Wyatt can carry The Undertaker, I think.
Interesting. Naz, what are you thinking?
It's strange, this one, because the Taker can't go on forever. Bray Wyatt has lived up to all of his challenges since he arrived with the Wyatt family, and actually he's doing all right on his own without the other two stooges. I don't know. Honestly, do you know, this is the one that really, really... I can't make my mind up. One minute I'm doing Bray Wyatt, one minute I'm thinking Taker. Purely because he's back, I'm going to take the Taker.
Wow, okay. So Undertaker for you, Undertaker for me. Yeah, it's going to be a good match, I think. But I think he is just going to play through Bray, which is a little bit disappointing. I know Tom wants Bray to win. Right, we've got about 5 minutes left to discuss the main events. We're going to get your predictions, by the way, onto the podcast itself, which is going to be going online at audioboom.com/RadioYorkshire. Lesnar and Reigns, the main event. The Beast versus the Chosen One. Brock Lesnar re-signing his contract. This is big. And I think it's thrown this main event into complete disarray. I think it's changed everything. The plans were obviously for Reigns to win, but I think it's totally changed right now. I think it is all about Brock Lesnar taking this guy forward and the matches he could have with so many other people as well. So many were the challenges. Can you imagine Rusev taking on Brock Lesnar? Daniel Bryan and Brock Lesnar, the giant taking on the little guy. It is going to be awesome. I do think Brock is going to win, and I do think as well that Seth is going to hang on to that Money in the Bank briefcase.
Well, I think that Brock will win. I think he'll win. I think it'll be one of them where Reigns kicks out of a couple of F5s but then ends up losing. I think Reigns will then attack Lesnar afterwards, and then Seth Rollins is going to come down to the ring, cash in, and be the new World Heavyweight Champion. I think it's the right time for someone to cash in at WrestleMania. I'm hoping it's this WrestleMania. I hope Seth Rollins leaves with the belt.
Joe, what do you think?
It's really interesting, this one. Will they follow through with the plans and stick the title on Reigns? Or now the contract's been signed, will Lesnar hold on to it? I think it makes sense for Lesnar to win, but I also have a feeling that they may follow through and stick the title on Reigns.
Wow, very interesting, very interesting. Naz, do you think they're going to stick with an official plan, or do you reckon that they've put the applaud button on?
Let me tell you what's going to happen here, and let me tell you about Brock Lesnar's contract. Remember, there was all this shenanigans about how many days he does. This guy's going to be a part-time WWE man. Let's be honest, he ain't going to be there week in, week out, okay? For that reason, and that reason alone, Roman Reigns will be the new World Heavyweight Champion at WrestleMania. I do think, if Seth doesn't cash in on WrestleMania night, I think he'll try cashing in on Monday Night Raw the following night, definitely.
That's what I thought. I thought Monday Night Raw was going to be the big one.
Because Monday Night Raw, so remember, you know, WrestleMania is going to be huge, but they need something to kick and keep people going on Raw. I think Seth will probably cash in on Raw, but Roman Reigns will win. And kind of, he's related to The Rock. He has to win.
Oh, it's not a Family Insider thing, this. It's unbelievable. But yeah, The Rock did try putting him over. It didn't really work out, did it? I mean, there's potential as well. We're hearing rumours of WrestleMania 32 next year is going to be The Rock and Brock. They've been talking about setting this up for a little while. Maybe that's going to happen. Maybe it's going to be a redemption story.
So.
Yeah, a redemption story for Roman Reigns. Seth Rollins could cash in. So many moving parts.
I will leave you with this thought. I was thinking, right, again, last 2 days have just all been WrestleMania, and I thought, if I could have like a 10-man tag team match, who would I have? And I thought, The Rock, Roman Reigns, Sting, Daniel Bryan, okay, and Stone Cold Steve Austin against Triple H, Kane, Big Show, Bray Wyatt, and Seth Rollins.
Interesting. That'd be a big one. That'd be a huge match, that, wouldn't it? You know, if it could actually get that sorted.
If we could do that. Obviously, you can on 2K15, but, you know.
Fantasy booking ahoy here. Love it. So, boys, thank you very much for joining us. Ben, Pete, thanks for listening as well. Now, Jamie's been involved with his predictions. Going to extend the podcast a little bit, record it a little bit later after the show, so you can hear your predictions and what we think of what you said as well. Really appreciate it. Audioboom.com/Radio Yorkshire. Naz, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a wonderful WrestleMania, one and all. And remember, there is only one 6-time former WCW champion, 3-time NWA champion, and 55 years of age, and he will still kick Triple H's backside.
I think Naz is a big fan of Sting. Naz, we'll catch you in a minute. Brilliant, love boys. Thank you very much for joining us. Joe, Tom, enjoy WrestleMania on the night. You can watch it on the WWE Network. Don't forget, you can get it on pay-per-view as well. Audioboom.com/Radio Yorkshire is the place to go. Also, Radio Yorkshire's YouTube channel. Check out radioyorkshire.co.uk. You'll be able to click on that. The WrestleMania vodcast is going to be going up over this weekend as well. Boys, enjoy WrestleMania season. It's going to be ace. So as you would say on the Pro Wrestling Torch podcast, I guess, this is the VIP section of the show. It's the first ever Radio Yorkshire WrestleMania Roundtable. Joe Rawson's headed off because he wants to get some sleep in before he goes and watches it, obviously. But we're doing this before WrestleMania itself. We're doing this on the Friday night. So, of course, it's on Sunday, the 29th of March at San Jose, California's wonderful Levi Stadium, the place that's going to be hosting the Super Bowl next year. The place looks absolutely incredible already. Seen lots and lots of brilliant photos and also video footage from there. Thanks very much for getting involved with our on-air part of the WrestleMania podcast. You can check out as well our vodcast, where myself, Tom Feeney and Richard Shaw Wright went through a few more different things and spoke a bit more in depth about some of the events that are going to be happening around WrestleMania. Head to radioyorkshire.co.uk. Click on our YouTube channel and you'll find the video there. Now, I want to thank you personally for getting involved and basically tweeting in, texting in, emailing in all your predictions. Got some of the best ones I've got from here. Jamie White, he's been involved. He's been saying to me, Tom Feeney, that in the Brock and Reigns match in the main event, he thinks Reigns is going to win, but Seth is going to cash in. This is before he found out about Brock Lesnar's new contract. He said Lesnar was going to leave. So maybe he's changed his mind, but he's certainly not updated this. Thinks Randy Orton's going to beat Seth Rollins, but Seth's going to cash in with the Money in the Bank. Ziggler or Bryan for the IC title, but he wants to see Wade keep it for the Brits. US title, Rusev versus Cena, not sure to be fair, but you think Cena will win, but I think Rusev may do it just so he continues to be undefeated. The Bellas and Paige and AJ, he said he doesn't really care. The four-way for the tag team titles, he said this is a toilet match.
Which means
he's going to go to the loo. And the Andre the Giant Monorail match, he says, or the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, as it's more possibly known. Don't know. Great prediction there. Thank you very much, Jamie White, for that one. Do you agree with a lot of those, Tom?
I think I agree with most of it. Yeah, I think that's the thing. Before Lesnar signed this contract, just everyone presumed Reigns would win and there'd be some way where Lesnar basically says, right, I'm off, bye. Maybe cut a promo afterwards. Now he's signed that new 3-year deal. Mm. Obviously, all them predictions are out the window. And like I said, I think a lot of people feel Rollins is going to cash in whatever.
I really don't. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to hold it off till Raw. I know we mentioned this during the live podcast, but I think he's going to hold it off till Monday Night Raw. I see them doing that double turn. where Reigns is going to get very, very annoyed at everything that's happening and the reaction that he's getting. And Lesnar and Heyman. Heyman's not going to turn on Brock Lesnar because, quite frankly, you break those two up and it's a total waste of time. But I think we're going to see that whole package reversal. Brock Lesnar, he is going to get cheered out of the building. He's going to be the man who raises his hand with that title, and he is going to get the respect from the crowd.
Yeah, I think Lesnar definitely will come out to a massive cheer. I think Reigns will come out to a load of boos, and it could happen, you know, where Lesnar officially becomes a face because he's like an unofficial face while Reigns is an unofficial heel. So it's one of them.
It's like the anti-hero thing, isn't it, with Stone Cold Steve Austin, where he was the bad guy in effect and he was still acting like the bad guy. But the fans just wanted to cheer for him because he was an ass-kicking badass. And, you know, that's the same thing with Brock Lesnar now. This guy beats people up for real, and you know, wrestling fans and the people who are watching it now and the people who are subscribing to the WWE Network, they're hardcore. Yes, you'll get the kids who will still love all these slightly campier elements of it all and still get into the characters such as your John Cena's and all that, who can, you know, do so. I love John Cena to bits because he does so much work. He's not the greatest in the ring, but he does everything outside it, and he just works that company so well. Yeah. He is their workhorse, as Hulk Hogan has described him. Ric Flair's described him like that as well. So many others have. It's a bad thing to kind of like diss him in a way, really. I feel awful with that. But, you know, the hardcore want to see something a bit more realistic now. And I think they've got to realise that this audience is creeping back, and they're the ones that are going to be paying the money for the network. They're the ones shilling out the $9.99 a month to watch all the stuff again. And, you know, these are the people they've got to please.
Yeah, I think that is one argument. I think another little argument can be the merchandise sales and how certain individuals clearly are streets ahead of everyone else in terms of sales, the main one being John Cena. And the amount of times I've been to WWE shows where I've seen just loads and loads and loads and loads of children in John Cena gear, the whole thing, the hats, the T-shirt, the
wristbands, yeah.
The whole thing. So I think that's where Cena clearly has that power, and that's why I think he'll beat Rusev. I know everyone's saying that Rusev, he hasn't been pinned, he hasn't submitted, but I feel like they want to add legitimacy to the United States Championship, and really, by letting Cena have it, maybe have a little run with it a couple of months, it does that.
Here we go. You want to legitimise the championship? Have somebody defend it. There you go. That's what all I'm going to say. Dean Ambrose barely did it. You know, Rusev has barely defended this title. What was the? I think it was his first defence against John Cena in February at Fastlane. You know, this is only his second title defence. He's never defended it on pay-per-view or anything like that. So, you know, if you're going to legitimise the title, have someone defend it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's it. They've got to be that kind of fighting champion. So, yeah, that Rusev and Cena match is still very intriguing, if you ask me. It'd be interesting to see how that one really turns out. I know you've got a set of predictions there from Ben Lydiard as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Tyrannosaurus Ben Lydiard. I've been told to call him that.
Is that Ben's official wrestling name?
I think that's what he's going with. I don't mind it.
Ben, I quite like that. I want to know what your finisher is. Is it some kind of prehistoric AA? I don't know. But I'm sure we'll find out. Or is it like the fossil flip? I don't know. Making words up now.
He's gone for two matches and he's made some big predictions. And he's put, looking forward to Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker just to watch the passing of the torch to the new Fear Factor of wrestling. So he's clearly thinking that Bray Wyatt's going to get that victory.
Mm.
And in doing so, like I said during the podcast itself, that I feel like The Undertaker can give him their mythical powers and a new fear, more fear can be added to the Bray Wyatt character.
I would love to see Bray go on and be that new Undertaker because he is, really, yeah. I think. And he's got that character. And I think Bray does some fantastic work. He's got all the great moves, like the crab walk, which kind of scares everybody. He did the really dodgy hologram thing with Dean Ambrose not too long ago. But he's got a lot that he can do in the ring. He's very talented. He's a great guy. Third generation superstar. My only problem is I think they're going to not try and hurt The Undertaker, you know, because I think next year's WrestleMania, he's without a doubt going to be going into the Hall of Fame because he is in his home state. He's in Texas. They're not going to want to hurt him. They're going to want to put him in the Hall of Fame and they're going to want to send him out of WrestleMania looking amazing. So I think he's going to retire next year. But to do that, he's got to beat Bray. And I feel sorry for Bray. Bray's got to get that win back somehow. He's got to beat The Undertaker somehow, and maybe he'll do it again on the pay-per-view after. Maybe he'll beat him down. Do you remember when The Shield beat The Undertaker down at SmackDown in the UK? Well, maybe that's a similar thing that Bray could do. I mean, yeah, they still harp on about that. Maybe that's what could happen. maybe, you know, Bray could take this loss and totally lose it, but put The Undertaker out for a year. Next year, he comes back. Next year, he's defeated against Bray Wyatt. And then they put him into the Hall of Fame. They send him out with the Druids, you know, carry him out of the WrestleMania arena, WrestleMania 32. There he goes off, and he's in the Hall of Fame, and that's him retired. And he can have a happy life with Michelle McCool.
Well, I think, I just feel like now he's 21-1. Now the streak is gone.
Which is the biggest mistake they ever made.
You know, I don't... Lesnar did not need the streak to break the streak because he was already over big time.
Yeah, who cares?
I just feel like if it's 22-2, does it make that big a difference? Really?
It doesn't. It doesn't. I just think that, you know, they're not going to bring him back for one match just to have him destroyed again. I want to see Bray win, I really do, but sorry Ben, I think it's going to be an Undertaker victory, and I think it could be a quick one as well.
And just finally from Ben, he put Seth Rollins is currently my favourite wrestler.
Without a doubt.
So would love for him to cash in his Money in the Bank and pin Brock Lesnar. So not only is he making the prediction that Lesnar's going to beat Reigns, which this is written at a time when Lesnar's contract actually hadn't been re-signed, so an interesting one there, but also that Rollins is cashing in, and I feel it's the right time. It's the right time for Rollins to cash in.
I would love to see a cash-in at WrestleMania. I can't really see it happening. I think it may have in a former life. I think the plan is still, you know, to get Lesnar out of there with the title. Maybe, you know, the day after when Reigns is in his, you know, upset mood when fans are booing him legitimately. He's got to come and do his Die Rocky Die promo, no? He's got to come out and take that. He's got to take that hit. And he's got to become that heel. You know, he's got to take all that, and he's got to take that on the chin. But I think that could be the time when Lesnar could get taken out. Reigns and him have a little thing, and Reigns takes him out with a chair. You know, he'll beat him down with that. Because that's the only way you're going to take Brock Lesnar down. You got to smash him with chairs and stuff and hit him with the stairs. And then all of a sudden you'll hear Seth Rollins' music hit, and then Money in the Bank gets cashed in, and that's how it'll all work out. But I want to give a bit of praise to Seth, because coming from the indie scene, he's come up from being Tyler Black in ROH, who had a very interesting run, very controversial run as well. Went through NXT, became a champion, looked great. He's the guy who's taken on that heel role so well. There's not been anyone else who's done it better than him in so many years. Randy Orton failed at it, I thought, you know, because people still wanted to cheer for him. You don't want to cheer for Seth Rollins, because he's a slimy little git who cheats every 5 seconds.
And I think the thing as well which proved this was he went back to his home state on Raw and got booed out the building.
Which never happens.
Yeah. How many people return to the home state? It doesn't matter whether they're a heel, a big heel, they're cheered. Some people cheer. He was booed out the building. I think beforehand he did a couple of promos where obviously he trashed the fans, which will have helped. But still, it rarely happens that a heel goes out to their home state and they're actually booed, and it's legitimately booed. There isn't just a bit of booing, a bit of cheering. It was full on booing.
It was crazy, wasn't it? It was unbelievable that day. But it's going to be an interesting event. San Jose, California, March the 29th. You can catch it, as I've said, on the WWE Network. Also, it's on Sky Box Office as well, if you want to take that option, if you want to go for that. It's going to be huge. I think we're going to check in on the next big event as well. I think we'll do another podcast in this series. It's quite good. It's the first one we've ever done. So it's interesting to get this one out of the way. A little bit of a testing ground, if you will. Love to hear your feedback at radio_Yorkshire. You can also drop us a few emails as well through the website, radioyorkshire.co.uk. Look, Ben, Jamie, everyone else who's been involved today, thank you so much for getting involved with the WrestleMania podcast. Again, check out more of our audio online, audioboom.com/Radio Yorkshire. This channel you're on now, and we'll see you next time.